After 2 years with no cases, flu is back and hitting hard in some places. There are currently 66 influenza positive cases known of anyway. Dunedin is particularly hard hit with at least 44 cases. Around 1.28 million doses of flu vaccines have been distributed around the country and nearly 853,000 doses administered already. The director of the National Influenza Centre, virologist Dr. Sue Huang, is back with us now. Hi, Sue.
Hello, how are you? Good morning.
Really good, thanks. Tell me a little bit more about the trajectory of the flu season so far.
This is a very interesting year. It's a year quite abnormal in some ways because our population immunity was quite low due to last 2 years without much of flu in our community. Plus, we have border opening, which means flu can enter into the country. Those combination factor combined, it means we will experience good flu season this year. So that is the worst situation. However, we do have, as you said, quite a good vaccine coverage, and we hope people to get more flu vaccination because that is really the most effective tools in our toolbox. Another thing is we actually have learned a lot through COVID-19 pandemic. We started to use our masks and we have a good hand hygiene, you know, keep a social distance away from those people who are sick. So all those things can mitigating the flu season, and hopefully we can manage it to the level that not pushed everybody to hospital.
And what are the symptoms people are experiencing so far of those early cases?
The early cases are very interesting. We are running a cohort study in Wellington called the Shivers or Well Kiwi, and we found that the flu-positive cases tend to have more symptoms like a cough and the fevers, where the COVID virus is different. They are a bit mild. They have single symptoms, runny nose or sore throat. So, yeah, the symptom overall is more severe for the flu infected people.
Goodness. So that's a reason, of course, to not want to get it, as well as the fact that we know there are, in normal years, I think around 500 fatalities from the seasonal flu. So a good reason to be on alert, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
The other issue, of course, with the pandemic still running on is who gets swabbed for flu? Most people who have it won't be doing it, you know, getting the equivalent of a RAT test, right? Most who will have it, we won't get confirmation. Who is it who does get swabbed?
Yes, you're right. The COVID swabbing, we have more so than for the flu swabbing. When you are, you know, present yourself to the emergency department, you tend to get swabbed, tested for COVID, for flu, for other non-flu respiratory viruses. If you, you know, present yourself to the GP and that those GP participated in ESR's IOI surveillance or SHIVER's cohort study, yes, you will get swabbed, but overall, the flu swabbing is less so compared with the COVID-related swabbing. And even if you're in the medical facility, you presented with something, you may not get, you know, swabbed for flu. It is true.
We are worried, of course, that because we've had 2 years without the flu, that we are going to have a bad season because natural immunity won't have had its top-ups the last couple of years. Are we already seeing signs of that? Is it possible to compare to pre-pandemic years and say, actually, it's taking off quicker?
In some way, I would say if you look at our data in week 18, and we've seen almost 50 flu-positive cases, the same time, pre-pandemic average, we actually see roughly 16 positive. So now we are seeing three times more of flu positives in the week 18. But I still have to say it's a bit early to say, because in week 19, when we look at the data, it's not that another 50 more flu positive reported to us. So because Dunedin is one area with lots of cases, but other centres like Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, we have, okay, the number hasn't shooting to the alarming rate. So I think jury is still out. We have to wait and see.
Just finally, the worry, of course, was going into winter that all these things were going to compound. We know we may get another Omicron wave. It's still kicking on, actually, judging by what's happening around me anyway. There's still plenty of cases occurring. And we know that there's likely to be a second wave, not as high as the first wave, but that's going to come at some point in winter. Got flu season hitting. And now the other one, of course, is the RSV, which was such a pressure on hospitals last year. And that adds up to a lot of pressure at the more serious end on the health system. What are we learning about the RSV rates so far this winter?
RSV, interestingly, we have quite a low level. Usually in the normal, you know, season, yes, this is the time of the year you won't see RSV yet. It's usually pushed up around the July, August. So it's a normal. I think last year when we had a brief open up with Australia, some of the infected people come and visit us, bring the RSV to our community. We had a big RSV outbreak, and that actually boosted a bit of population immunity. So we are seeing not very many of the RSV. However, you are absolutely right. This year, we will have COVID, another wave. We will have RSV, definitely we're coming along, and we will have a flu coming in. So this is going to be very, very busy season, winter. So we have to be very prepared, very careful about it.
Just to touch on that again, you mentioned the number 1.28 million doses of flu vaccines distributed, 853,000. That's two-thirds already of that, of what's been distributed, people have taken up. So I don't know if that's a pretty good flu vaccine uptake for May, is it?
Well, it's pretty good. However, we wish to have more because, as you mentioned, so many viruses floating around and you don't want to expose any of them. Plus other viruses coming in, you have a co-infection situation, you have a pandemic situation. We don't want that happening. So the best way to protect ourselves is to get vaccinated against the COVID and also vaccinated against the flu.
You mentioned something else, which are those other behaviours that have become more normal during the pandemic, which is wearing the masks, especially around lots of people, around strangers, and hand washing. They are both absolutely preventative actions for the seasonal influenza, yeah?
Absolutely. Flu, in some ways, are more sensitive towards those countermeasures of wearing masks, you know, washing hands, social distancing. And it applied very, very well. So I personally do that, and I wish everybody do that as well during this very tough flu season.
Sue, thank you. Dr. Sue Huang is Director of the National Influenza Centre.